Economics is largely an academic discipline. And does an economist act as business consultants, media analysts, and advisors on government policy? As a result, when economists are making descriptive and factual statements about the world, are referred to as positive statements by economists. Positive analysis uses scientific principles to arrive at an objective and testable conclusions. For example, the unemployment rate is at 9%. It is a positive statement since it conveys factual, testable information of the world. On the other hand, economists refer to prescriptive, value-based statements as normative statements. Normative statements usually use factual evidence as support, but they are not by themselves factual. Instead, they incorporate the opinions and underlying morals and standards of people making the statements. Normative analysis refers to the process of making recommendations about what action should be taken, or taking a particular viewpoint on a topic. For example, statements such as the government must take action in order to reduce the unemployment rate. It is a normative statement since it includes value judgments and are of a prescriptive nature. People seem to like disagreeing with economists, so it's important to understand the distinction between positive and normative in order to disagree effectively. To disagree with a positive statement, one must bring other facts to the table or question the economist's methodology. In order to disagree with the positive statement about unemployment in the above example, one would have to make the case that the unemployment rate isn't actually 9%. One could do this either by providing different unemployment data or by performing different calculations on the original data. To disagree with a normative statement, one can either dispute the validity of the positive information used to reach the value judgment, or can argue the merits of the normative conclusion itself. This can be debatable, since there is no objective right and wrong when it comes to normative statements. In a perfectly organized world, economists would be pure scientists who perform only positive analysis and exclusively convey factual scientific conclusions, and policymakers and consultants would take the positive statements and develop normative recommendations. In reality, however, economists often play both of these roles, so it's important to be able to distinguish fact from opinion, that is, positive from normative.